Greetings, brethren. Great day to be in the house of the Lord. Wonderful singing. Wonderful worship. Actually, today I had a foretaste of how it's going to feel when the house is full. I got that foretaste today. How is this worship going to feel when the house is full? Sing well. Not that days you don't sing well, but sometimes you don't. But anyway. Yeah. Praise the Lord, brethren. 4 or 5 days ago, I was sitting in my house, in my study. My son was watching TV, and Nonto was watching TV. My wife was cooking, and we were sitting there around 7 o'clock. And all of a sudden, the light went off. There was no electricity anymore. There was so much thunder outside, and storm, and it was so dark. And when that happens, the only thing I heard was a scream from the other room. It was Nonto screaming, crying and running towards me. When I touched her, she was so shivering and shaking, because it was the first time Nonto has experienced a dark house without electricity or without light. And another thing, Togozo on the other side was laughing, because Nonto was crying. This is what I wanted to get to. Even in the things of the spirit, there is spiritual darkness that should terrify us as people, that should lead us to run where help is. But what happens is that people are used to darkness. They have been to darkness before. They are living in darkness. And when the few runs for help, when the few is scared of the situation, they laugh as Togozo laughed. And I pray, Bazalwan, I'm making an example, not that Togozo was wrong, but on a spiritual sense, I pray that and I beseech that you may be able to sense and see what darkness really is in a spiritual way, that we may run unto the Lord, who is the light of life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you, our God, for coming to your house to hear your wonderful word, that you may reveal yourself again to us. You're going to speak to us, O God, as we stand, as we listen to you today. You're going to reveal to yourself to your children that you are the light of the world, and whoever comes to you and whoever follows you will never walk in darkness. May the good God be praised this morning. Amen. So our study this morning, brethren, we'll focus on the I am of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, where Jesus Christ revealed himself and says, I am the light of the world. So this morning, my task is to reveal Jesus in the same way that Jesus will love or would like you to understand him. On basis of this I am declaration, I am the light of the world. So I want to reveal Jesus to us this morning in a way that we will see why I made that first illustration. We need to satisfy our desires in knowing God. We shall read together then, John chapter number
8.
What is so important about this light? What are the consequences in living without this light? And what are the blessings and the privileges of coming to such a light, the light of the world? We shall read then from verse 12 to verse 20 using the Soto.
Jesu a boela a bua le bona a re ke nna le sedila le fatshe yantatelang ha ka ke a tsamaya le kitseng empa o tla ba le lesedi la bophelo. Bafarasi ba re ho yena wa ipakela bopaki ba hao ha se ba ntate. Jesu a ba araba a re le ha ke ipakela bopaki ba ka ke ba ntate ka hobane ke tseba moo ke tswang teng le moo ke yang teng. Empa lona ha le tsebe moo ke tswang teng kapa moo ke yang teng. Lona le ahlola ho ya ka nama, nna ha ke ahlole motho. Empa le ha nka ahlola, kahlolo ya ka ke ya ntate hobane ha ke notsi, empa ke na le ntate ya nthumileng. Esita le molaong wa lona ho ngotswe hore bopaki ba batho ba babedi ke ba nnete. Ke nna ya ipakelang le ntate ya ntshumileng o a mpakela. Jwale ba re ho yena ntata o kae? Jesu a araba a re ha le ntsebe le ntate ha le motsebe. Hoja le ne le tseba le ntate le ka be le motseba. Dipolelo tsena o ne a di bua a le polokelong ya matlotlo a ruta tempeleng mme ha ho ya e le meha ha ho ya ileng a mo tshwara hobane nako ya hae e ne e so fihle. Amen.
I'm going to only read verse 12 from the English one. And Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Last week we have learned that in a way of a metaphor. Last week he said, I am the bread of life. This week he's saying, I am the light of the world. He's pointing again to himself, using light as a metaphor. He's telling us who he is and he's telling us what he is. So this morning, the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want us to remain in wonder about him. He wants us to see that he is that Messiah that the world was waiting for at the time, as he stands to speak this way. The Messiah who was to come as God had promised. The prophet was to come into the world and preach salvation to his people. The priest who was to come into the world and present his people before God by dying for them as a substitution for their sins. A king who was to come into the world and serve his people as Lord and Savior. So today we found Jesus here in the feast called the Feast of the Booths or the Festival of Tabernacles. This was a very important feast, brothers and sisters. Out of all the feasts that were happening in Jerusalem at the time, each year, there were three important ones, and this one was one of the three important feasts in
Jerusalem.
Every Jew desired to be in this Feast of Tabernacles. This festival It was all about reminding the people of God's goodness in their lives, of God's grace in their lives. They were coming together to praise the Lord in for His steadfast love, for His grace and protection that He has done for them while they were traveling in the wilderness, in the times of the Exodus. They were celebrating their redemption from that land of slavery. Above all, brothers and sisters, this feast served to remind them of the Christ that was still to come. So what was happening here is that in Jerusalem during this time, the people will build tents, which is called tabernacles. The people themselves. So they will build tents and put light inside the tent, and they will enjoy the rest of the day, maybe in the tent, eating in the tent. These tents serve to remind them of their dwelling in the wilderness, because in the wilderness they dwelt in tents. But inside each and every tent, there will be a light. And this festival used to take at least a week.
So,
what will happen at times, men will carry this light in their hands and they will be dancing in joy and excitement, praising and worshipping God for the work that He has done for them in the past. In the tabernacle, in the temple itself, there was a candlelight, a candle stand. They would light 7 candles during this festival. But on the last and final day of the festival, they will leave one light standing and burning. Because this light reminded them of their salvation that was still to come. This light reminded them that God has promised to send a Messiah who was going to be light in their lives. It symbolized their future, the future of redemption that was coming to them. So while this light was standing there alone in the temple, the Bible tells us that this light was in the courts of the women, the treasury. It was where the women used to gather. So when this light was standing there alone on this last day of the feast, where everybody was gazing and looking at this light and hoping that the Messiah will come very soon, everyone was contemplating the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were thinking, how is it going to be? How much the Messiah is going to bless them when He comes? And they were sitting there looking at this light, thinking and asking themselves questions, maybe asking God questions. Lord, how long are we going to wait for our Savior? How long are we going to endure this suffering and perplexity in this world? How long will the cloud of darkness overshadow us, be all upon our shoulders? As they sat there, thinking these things, asking these things, staring at this light burning, this last light burning, looking forward to their hope, looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is when Jesus Christ stood up. Can you imagine? They were waiting for the Messiah, symbolized by the lights, hoping that is still far, but coming. Jesus Christ stood up and said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What a great joy that should have been, my friends. What a great joy that was supposed to be in the life of these people who were waiting for the coming of Christ. But what we see in verse 13 is not only joy, but rejection. All that we see is unbelief. They say to Jesus in verse number
13,
they rejecting that Jesus Christ is the light that the world was waiting for. They rejecting that Jesus Christ is the one that God has promised to come into the world and be the light of the world. In the very same way today that Christ is rejected and that Christianity is rejected. People are living under unbelief. We see it every day when we walk the streets and we go to each and every house, we preach to the people. The people will share with you their troubles, their pains, their perplexity in this life. And you will swear and say, these people are looking for direction. These people are the ones who are ready to receive God. As these people were sitting there, acting as they were ready to receive Christ, our words are exactly the same. When you speak to them, you can swear that they are waiting for Christ. But as soon as you speak the word of Christ, as soon as you mention that name of Jesus Christ, as soon as you speak about repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as soon as you say, trust in the Lord, come to Jesus and live, the whole thing turns to a very sour and unhealthy argument. Then you are wondering, why are we acting like we are ready for the light? But regardless of the fact that people were ready or not, Christ stand up and says, I am the light of the world. We see exactly the blindness towards the truth of God. Spiritual darkness in the lives of the people. But as we sit here, as I'm standing here and reading this word to you, as I'm preaching this word to you, it is a great joy to us as we sit and listen, because Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Remember now, these are Jewish people waiting for the light, saying the light will come to us as Jews. But Christ Jesus says, the light that you have been waiting for is the light of the world, not just a light for the Jews. Even though God promised to send the Messiah to the Jews, but Christ, I am the light of the world. Even though God gave the promise to them, even though the good news was revealed to them in the time past, even though they were the only nation waiting for God, here is good news. Here is good news. I'm the light of the world. My mission is greater and bigger than just saving a Jewish nation. I am here to save all those who are in darkness. Whoever is in darkness and is willing to come to the light, willing to accept that I am the light. I am the light of the world. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And whoever follows me, wherever he comes from, he will not walk in darkness. And this is precisely the reason, my friends, why it should concern us. Though the Jews were waiting, though in context here it was the Jewish people waiting for the Christ, but it concerns us because Christ says, I am the light of the world. I am the only life giver in the world. You will not find life in anyone else in this way, but you only from me. I'm the one who sent from above. You're sitting in darkness, you should know Christ alone is that light. So the first thing that we see is that Christ is the light of the world. In that very statement of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the state in which this world is in. We see the state in which humanity is in. The state of spiritual darkness. A people living without God. People living outside life. A world of sin and hatred. A world of wickedness and murder. A world of homosexuality and theft. Murder. Religious. False religion and false church and false gospel. A world of violence. A world of corruption, a world of abuse. But Christ says, I'm the light of that very same world. The world is suffering these things. I am the solution of this world. But Bazalan, when Christ says, I'm the light of the world, we also see that this points us to the fact that sin is universal. Not a specific few. So Christ, when he says, I'm the light of the world, he's telling us that the Bible is actually true by saying we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And no one is exempt from this holy and righteous judgment of God. You will not escape this darkness, but only by this light, which is Christ Jesus. And there's no other way out of this darkness, but only through Christ Jesus. So, Christ is not only the light of the world in general. This is specific. He's the light of the world in a way that is the light of men. Because sin entered in this world through men. Jesus Christ didn't come to lighten up trees and give light to trees and mountains or cows, goats and sheep. But sin entered through men. The one who alienated and separated from God is man. So this, Bavzalwane, speaks of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he says, whosoever follows him will not walk. It's a personal relationship. You must personally follow him. It is not a teamwork. It's personal. Whoever follows him will not walk in darkness. This is so significant, Bazalwane. To see the light in this way. Because this is the only light that removes darkness from our hearts and our lives. A blessing of a taking away of sin from us, removing of guilt from our lives. Even though the world we live in, there are so many people claiming to be the light. There are so many people claiming to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But test them. Don't just test them. Examine yourself. Are you in the light? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you repented from your sin? Are you born again? Is your sin being removed? Would you be able to say like the psalmist in Psalm 27 verse 1, saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Is it possible for us to say the same words? The Lord is my stronghold, whom shall I be afraid?
Morena ke mata a ka ke tla tshaba mang.
Have you considered yourself, Slobo Sam, as the prophet Isaiah will consider himself standing in the presence of God? Sing the holiness of God. The angel singing, holy, holy, holy is our God. He considered himself and said, woe unto me, for I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips. Have you considered yourself in the same way? Have you considered the people around you, your friends, your mother, your father, your colleagues, in the very same way that the prophet considered his people at the time? He says, not only me. It is not only I who live. It is not only I who have lived that are unclean. But I also dwell among a people of unclean lips. And my friends, you can only see things in this way only if the light has shined in you. Only if we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this light, it is the Spirit of God that convicts us of sin. He brings the light to us and expose the darkness in us, that we may desire Him as the light. We begin to see the effects of sin in our lives. Not just our words that we do which are sinful. Not just the words that we speak which is also sinful. But we begin to see our sinful desires of the heart, our sinful ambitions. If this light comes into our lives, that is what Jesus says He is. One that takes a people from a dark world to light. Not just taking people from a dark world to light, but taking darkness itself from a person and putting light in a person. That is the Christ we worship. That is the light that Christ says he is. This is a challenge. This is a call to follow Christ. A challenge to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Each and every person should ask himself a question. Is Christ my light and my salvation and my strength? Is Christ the one whom I follow? Am I obedient in this Lord Jesus Christ? So now we have seen two things. Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the light of man. But there's a third one that I would like us to look at. That is the necessity and significance of this light. How necessary and significant this light is. This light is necessary because it is the light of life. The third thing, this is the light of life. This speaks of a Christ who came into a world that is lifeless, if he says he is the light of life. Coming to a people separated from God by sin. People dead in their sins and trespasses. Enemies of God. And this also suggests, my friends, that it suggests that there is no life where there is no Christ. The reason why we see so much darkness in this world, and the reason why sin is continuing and people are enjoying their journey, because there is no life in them. The reason that there is no life in them is because there is no Christ in them, and that there is no Christ in them is because there is no light in them. But Christ, I am the light of the world. That is what He's calling us to see. You receive life and you become alive. This light is necessary and significant because this light comes into darkness. It's very important. It's very important. This light comes into darkness. These people were waiting in darkness, waiting for the Messiah who was to come. In our very own lives, we live and born in sin, in darkness, not knowing what to do. And the Bible tells us that Christ came into us. He's the one who descended from heaven to seek that which was lost. This light comes to us. One of the verses we preached on a few months ago, Matthew 4, verse number 17. It says, the people who were in darkness, when Christ came to them, they had seen a great light. When people were in darkness, when Christ came, the people see a great light. Doesn't this call your focus and your attention unto the Lord Jesus Christ? Is this not what the world is missing? Is this not what our words are missing when we speak to the people telling that there is a light? Is this not how our lives should know, we need to know from the inside of us that there is light? The light of life. And if this is the light that you have, why are we not rejoicing in this night? Why are we acting like people who are in darkness? Why would you continue in your sin if this is the light you claim that you have? He came to seek that which was lost. Light is necessary and very significant because it comes to us. It points to us that we are unable to go and seek and find the light and let the light shine on us. Until the light shines, tell me you don't need this light. Tell me you can live without such a light. The light of the world, the light of man, the light that is life, the light that comes to take away darkness, and darkness is not able to comprehend this light. This light exposes darkness. It makes sure that those who formerly walked in darkness, those who formerly walked after the things of this world, it makes sure that we no longer desire the things of this world, that now we desire the Lord Jesus Christ. We look up to Him alone and worshipping Him as Lord and Savior and King. We begin to see darkness as it is. You see, the problem of being in sin is that you're sitting there not seeing how dark it is. But when this light comes, it makes sure that we see how really dark, how really terrible and terrifying is darkness. Only this light can open our eyes. Only this life can come into our own life, and then we can cherish in life and live as people who are the children of light. It gives life. It creates a conflict within you. This light creates a conflict. It creates a conflict between the light that is already in you and the darkness that you are living in this world. It makes you see things very clear that there is Christ, there is sin, and now when you look at these two things, you see Christ more glorified. You see Christ more attractive than, the sin. Because of this light, I'm wondering, where would I be if this light does not come? Imagine these people sitting in that temple,
gift is looking at that one small light that is going to go out anyway. Looking forward and say, one day Christ is coming. And we're sitting here looking back and says, oh God, Christ is come. Now we are able to put our trust in Him. Now we are able to call on Him that we may be saved. We're talking about something that we have seen, we have heard seen through the scripture. But only this is happening because of the very same light that lightens our lives. This light does not only convict us of sin, but it also convicts us of righteousness. We become people who are able to see what is righteous and what is wicked. Because He infuses or imparts, let me put that way, righteousness in us. His own life comes to us. And our life of sin is taken away and thrown away far. As it is from whence, that's how far He has taken our sin away. Is this not the Christ that you should run and look up to because He's calling and says, I am the light of the world if you follow me? Is this not the Christ that we should be preaching to our friends? Is this not the Christ that we should be joyful that we have because we no longer walk? The life of righteousness, a life where we begin to appreciate living in the light of God. Not only living in the light of God, but living by the light of God. Not living in the light, living by the light only, but living for the light of God. My friends, if you want to know whether you are living in the standard of this light, this is what I'm going to say. And I'm not talking, my friends, of the people who never confessed Christ. I'm talking about the people who are in the church confessing Christ but not in the light. Remember last week, people followed Jesus. Everybody was claiming that Jesus was going to pick up. But we find out that they were only following for bread that Christ has made for them. They had not put faith in the Lord Jesus. We do suffer the same thing even this day. We've got many who call themselves. That's why it's very important that we examine our lives. Because those who walk in darkness, they despise the authority of Christ. Look at verse 13 and verse 17. As we have read, they say, you are testifying of yourself and your testimony is not true. They are despising the authority of the one they claiming they are waiting for.
Doesn't
this sound like our world? Where we despise the very word of God, the word that we pray, we are worshiping.
People
who despise, people who walk in darkness, they despise this authority and they will not listen to the truth of God. Where is the Lord Jesus Christ saying, look no further. I am the one standing before you. Don't worry about that light that is going to going out just now. Don't worry about the light you followed in the wilderness. Because they followed the light in the wilderness. But that light, when they came to the land of promise, was no more. Forget about that light. It's one provision of God. But it pointed to me. When you follow this light, never you walk in darkness. Remember when they followed that light, when they came to the land of promise, that light, when it was no more, they engaged in sin. Read the book of Joshua and see how much Joshua suffered leading the people who
initially
walking
right.
So Jesus Christ is pointing them further back and says, forget about death.
Because after the light led you, you still engage in sin, a period of about
350 years in the book of Judges. People engage in sin, one judge after another. Sin continuous, continuing. But Jesus Christ said, no, that has happened. But they pointed to the fact that the true light had not yet come. Now, I am standing as the light. You don't have to ask God for another king in the past. Because in the past, when they were continuing in sin and they were suffering from the hands of other nations, they said, God, give us another king. They rejected God of heaven. No, you don't have to ask for another king. Because when you ask for that king, God gave you a king after your own heart. Yeah. But today, the king that is standing before you is the king who is God himself. Who is the light of the world. The one that says, let there be light.
He's the one that is standing before you right now. And people who walk in darkness, they will not follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you see them. It doesn't mean they don't go to church. It doesn't mean
they don't go to Bible study. No.
But they will not commit as the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will not commit themselves
to
the life of the local church
so that they may be taught and be directed.
They despise following the Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, they are so easily offended by the truth. And I pray that none of us is offended by the truth. The third thing is that those who walk in darkness, they don't study the word of God. Regardless of how many times they go to church, they will not study the word of God. It does not impress them. They don't find life in the word of God.
My
brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about a people sitting in the pew. I'm talking about even men standing in this pulpit.
They
will not study the word of God. They want some little phrases that they will make up something they call a sermon. And everybody is happy. And people don't know the ways of God. If then we don't study the ways of God, how are we going to know God? How are we going to come to Him? How are we even going to claim that we love Him without knowing His word? Let me point out something that is my delight, my friends. Something that makes me happy. Something that gives me joy. Something that excites me. Something that keeps me
hiding
through the night. Preparing this message, preparing for anything else, reading the Bible. There's something that excites me about this light. And I pray that this light is something that excites me. Because this light came to give us spiritual life. If this light did not come to give spiritual life, I wouldn't be standing here. Because that will be useless. If the life that you have does not give you spiritual life, then you
will
be sitting here without desiring the light. I'm not saying don't sit, but should sit and desire that light. That might be light. Because Christ, when He comes, He empowers us to repent. Is that not great joy? Being empowered to repent. How many sins do we commit? We are not perfect people, but we are not people enjoying sin. That is why when we find ourselves in fault and in sin, Christ empowers us to repent, for He's faithful and just. That when we come to Him and repent of our sins, He's going to forgive us. And this light becomes a light in you. And you become a light to others. There's another scripture, Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light shine.
So,
let your light shine. So that
so that others actually may see your good works and praise the God of heaven and praise your God. So the light becomes light to me, I become light to others. No wonder why we become faithful and loving husbands. You become wives. Wives who honor their husbands. Women who are respected in society. Wonderful children. Obedient children. A well-behaved youth. That's what we become because of this life. That's my delight. What's your delight? Did this light change something in your life? Because this light also is the light that leads us to submission. You enlighten us. And we are beginning to see that God needs to be saved. You see, many of us, if not all, we were like donkeys. In terms of being stubborn, even when other people led us to water, but we wouldn't drink, and no one would force us to drink. But when this light came, it taught us and led us to be submissive unto the Lord. Now we know that when we follow Him, we are following because of His Lordship. We are following Him because He is the only leader and the light that we may follow as a people. Let me bring these last few things. There are more blessings and privileges of being in this light. And many people seem to seek the other more and blessings and privileges. But there is one primary blessing that you should find in this life. Is life. This light is the light of life. When you find this light, and finding this life, you no longer walk in darkness. You are no longer called the child of the devil or the child of the enemy. You are no longer separated from God. The thing is, the preaching that says people are separated from God, people have been told that they are okay. Brothers and sisters, outside the Lord Jesus Christ, we are sitting in darkness. We are alienated from God. There is nothing good in you, whether you're doing good. All that you do is just a violation unto God and abomination. When this light comes, when you have this light, begin to live a life of obedience to the Lord, a life of holiness before our God. You see, when I think of this life, the way I would like you to think of this life, think of you as a plane. A plane that is seeking to land during the night. There is a runway where planes land. Imagine the plane you're trying to land. And the gasoline or whatever they call it, the petrol, it's getting finished and you want to land. How are you going to land? As you go older and sin is accumulating in your life, how do you land? Think of Jesus as that light that they put on the runway. They put light on the runway. It begins where the plane will land and run. So when you look down, you see the light that is a direction for you to land. Christ being a direction for us to go to our safe landing. I pray that we see Christ in that way. At this feast, when this candle was going out, or this light that they had and put there, when it was going out, when they seemed to be
No hope at the time, but hope was in the future. Jesus stood up. Just like it does when you think there's no hope in your life. He stands up. But not to give you business. But saying, I'm the light of the world. I'm no longer far as you people are looking. I'm now near. And whoever walks with me or follow me, you will not walk in darkness. And the Bible says towards the end of this chapter, many people believed in him. That is the purpose, Bazalwane, of preaching. That is the purpose of the coming of Christ. That is the purpose that I stand here. That is the purpose I'm sweating. That people may believe that Christ Jesus is the light. And if you have believed already, that you may know the kind of a God that you serve. That you may know the kind of a life that you have in you. That you may not be disturbed by any other thing in this life. But knowing that you've got Christ in the light. Is that the light that you have? Is that the light that you share with your people? As he stands and says, I'm the light of the world. There's no other life giver but me. You do not have any other hope, but the hope is in me. Oh, what a great privilege it is, my friend, for all those who are in this light. Because the Bible says they will not walk in darkness. Many believed in him. Do you believe in him? Are you the one seeking such a light? Have you recognized that you need this light in your life? And if you have, be joyful. Shout with joy and gladness. Praise be to God. For I have the light of life. And I pray that we all have this light of life. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Amen. For he is the light of life. The light of the world. The light that came into darkness and darkness was never able to take it out. The question that I have then, if I have this light in me, who shall separate us from this light? Who can take me away from this light? We'll see next week that no one. Because Christ says next week, I am the door of the sheep. Once I close that door, once you enter that door, but that's for next week. This week, I'm the light of the world. Come to me and have light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Baba wethu osezulwini, uSenkosi Jesu, siyabonga ekuseni. Sibonga umusa wakho nokukhanya kwakho kulethile ezweni, Baba, ebumnyameni. Ezweni lesono, Nkosi, ukwazile, Heavenly Father, ukuza ukuba ususe isono. Especially emuntwini Nkosi yami ukuze naye abe nokukhanya njengoba nawe unokukhanya, abe kuwe nawe ube kuye. Siyakubonga namhla ekuseni Nkosi yami. Shangathi baba abantu bakho Nkosi noma ekushisa Nkosi yami kangaka, bangezwa ukungane ke Heavenly Father ukubuya ezweni lakho. You are the light of the world. No one else has the light. No one else can give life but you. We thank you, our God, in the name of Christ, your Son. Amen. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Bazalwane, straight from my heart, thank you for being here today. And the Lord bless you.